how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, May 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. An update from the Ransomware Task Force and Apple's implementation of self-service repair is quite something. This is the Business of Tech. More on the security landscape. Nexus Guard released the DDoS statistical report for 2021. While 2021 had fewer attacks than 2020, the numbers are still greater than pre-COVID-19. HelpNetSecurity.com reports that 79% of respondents have activated a disaster recovery response within the past 12 months. 61% of these incidents were triggered by ransomware or other malware, with 60% of organizations reporting that they had experienced unrecoverable data during the same time, substantially more than the 43% response rate at the same question a year ago. And CrowdStrike is two in the game. CrowdStrike's 2022 Global Threat Report indicates that ransomware remains big business globally, with an 82% increase in ransomware-related data leaks in 2021. Gartner released their Peer Insights for Q1. Only 32% report that they did not experience a cybersecurity breach in Q1. Over half at 51% of respondents report that cybersecurity incidents rose in Q1 from Q4 of 2021. 44% said their cybersecurity budget is not adequate to deliver on goals, and another 22% consider it stretched. So, in the context of that landscape, two larger pieces that we can talk about. First is a new paper from the Institute for Security and Technology's Ransomware Task Force. Longtime listeners will remember them from a year ago, explicitly calling out MSPs as not commonly providing extensive security coverage or ransomware mitigations. They did an update to their 48 specific recommendations from last year. 12 have seen tangible progress in the year since. Some initial steps have been taken on 29 recommendations, while 7 recommendations have seen no action. The second is a piece by ProPublica, titled "Why It's Hard to Sanction Ransomware Groups." The task is far more complex than one might think. With changing names, groups, alliances, and teams, the cybercriminals themselves are difficult to specify and attribute the crimes to. An example from the record: the Conti group is shut down, but their talent is still at play. Why do we care? Broadly, the numbers aren't good. I was asked about my perspective on the IT services market recently by a colleague. After discussing larger trends for a while, I noted that the cybersecurity tax would be levied against businesses for a while. ProPublica's dive is recommended reading. Knowing why of cybercrime helps explain it to customers and justify the security tax. I'll be further digging into the Ransomware Task Force findings, but I wanted to note that this attention to providers will be ongoing. Don't expect that to be a one-and-done analysis. This group is proving to be a watchdog, reporting back to lawmakers, whom we discussed yesterday. I feel like a follow-up is really necessary on this one. I've covered Apple's self-service repair program on the show. Well, a reporter at The Verge ordered a kit. Two Pelican cases containing 79 pounds of tools arrived to repair an iPhone mini screen. Here's a quote. Apple lets you rent an industrial-grade heat station that looks like a piece of lab equipment, right down to the big red safety dial you twist to release the emergency off button and the suction cup-tipped mechanical lifting arm. I slip my phone in a perfectly sized heating pocket that clamps a ring of copper around the iPhone's band to evenly distribute the heat and melt the seal around the screen. And I realize in horror that I've invited the Hot Pockets jingle to live in my head rent-free, then spin a dial to raise the arm that separates the iPhone screen from its body. Or that's how it's supposed to work, anyhow. The heating machine threw an error code partway through my first attempt, and Apple's manual didn't explain what to do if that happens after you've stuck your phone inside. So I wound up heating it twice in a row. And yet, that still wasn't quite enough for my screen to immediately pop up when the suction cup arm began to lift the glass. The manual did cover that situation, making me spin a second hidden knob to put more pressure on the suction cup, but I started freaking out when I saw what looked like crack spider across the screen. It turned out it was just suction cup residue. All of this after a credit card hold of $1,200 for the toolkit, which is lost if the tools aren't returned within 7 days of delivery. Now, why do we care? You know the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law comparison? Here, Apple is certainly delivering what they promised. You certainly can do the repair. But this is clearly not the spirit of letting individuals do the work. However, what the article does not cover is what I have. That this does open the door for third-party dealers to do it and use the tools and techniques Apple uses. In particular, publishing the manuals and the service details and having an approved process for third-party parts does open up the ecosystem for repairs. I think that's a key element to this. Right to repair doesn't mean that only individual consumers or the company can do the repair, but there are options for the owner to pick how to do the repair. However, the danger is that Apple may use this to justify lack of interest. If consumers find this process hard, they don't do it, which Apple then uses as justification to be more closed. It's a real danger of this approach. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. It is National Paper Airplane Day, which feels like a great one as we approach the long holiday weekend in the U.S. I'm taking tomorrow off. There is a bonus episode to fill in the gap, and I will talk to you again after the holidays. Have a great one. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University,
You'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.